Please, Radical Self-Care for Wild Women of Color by Black Girl Bliss. Dedication. Woman with skin like the sky at winter midnight. Know that you may feel called to save this world, but you must always save yourself first. Rest. Set your burdens down. Shed your layers, your titles, your responsibilities. Just be. Sing a song, sip tea, stare out into space. Ignore your marching orders. They will be where you left them when you return. Center self. Savor. Be soft and still. Bless the world with your presence when you are ready. This time, with more power, more purpose, more peace. Please. This audiobook comes with a supplemental PDF that is a part of the experience of this audiobook. Please have it handy while listening. Part 1. Chapter 1. Start here. Dream with me for a moment. See yourself in your mind's eye as the person you have always wanted to be. What does she look like? What does she wear? What does she do? How does she feel? What are her relationships like? What is her life like? How does it feel to be in her presence? In her home? How does it feel to see yourself in all your glory? Good news! She already exists, deep inside of you, waiting to be freed. We are going to make this dream come true. In this book, we are going to journey together to becoming the person we want to be and creating the lives that we have always dreamed of, increasing our fulfillment and well-being through radical self-care and the power of pleasure. We'll discuss why pleasure matters, our complicated relationship with pleasure, how pleasure is the source of our power, and how to harness that power to create the life you desire and deserve. Typically, when people hear the word pleasure, they immediately think of sex, which isn't necessarily wrong, but we're going to go a little deeper than that. Pleasure is the feeling of satisfaction, peace, ease, comfort, and enjoyment. That's it. That's the whole definition. No conditions, no exceptions. With this definition in mind, consider what brings you pleasure. How often do you experience pleasure? Is it situational? Do you only feel satisfaction and joy as a result of some event or circumstance? Or can you conjure up the feeling naturally? Think of how you feel when you see a woman being free and going after what she wants with no shame. It might inspire you. But it might also make you uncomfortable because it's unfamiliar and it reminds you of what you have not allowed yourself to do. Sit with these questions and ideas for a while and we'll revisit these later on. Kicking the habit of self-neglect makes a major difference in our lives and the lives of others, a significant improvement that we would not have known was possible had we not been introduced to people who inspire us and resources like this book and others that proclaim pleasure as a natural state of being and a life-changing necessity. We are reclaiming our right and responsibility to pursue pleasure, and in doing so, we must unpack the reasons why we feel like we don't deserve to enjoy life. What are we holding on to that makes us feel that we are unworthy of goodness? What myths do we believe about feeling good, taking care of ourselves, and the pursuit of satisfaction and joy that have prevented us from truly knowing pleasure for ourselves? Who benefits from us denying ourselves pleasure and sacrificing